Sam McKinney from Kane died from COVID-19 on May 5th. He's the only person from McKean County so far to die from the virus. His wife, Nancy, also got sick. WPSU's Emily Reddy talked with Adam Bundy, Nancy's son, and Sam McKinney's stepson.
Thank you for talking with us, and I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Why don't you start by telling me a little bit about your stepdad? He and your mom were married for 40 years. Did you grow up with him? What was he like?
Yeah, no, Sam was great. My mom got remarried when I was about 7. And they've been married almost, they're over 40 years, so going on 41 years. And, they were great. They loved to get out. They loved to go for walks. We went out into the woods and explored when we were younger. It was just a great childhood.
And do you know how they got COVID-19?
Yes. They both retired, and my mom was kind of working a couple days a week to keep herself busy. So she was helping out an older lady, and she had aides 24/7, and my mom would spend a couple of days a week with her. And one of the aides actually contracted it, but didn't know at the time, and it kind of spread to my mom and the other aides.
And so where did it progress from there? They both got sick.
Yeah, so I think 4 of the aides got sick. The older lady that they take care of didn't really have any symptoms. She was fine. She was 96 years old and no issues. But 4 other aides got sick. And then my mom got sick, my stepfather got sick, and then some of their other family members from the other aides got sick. You know, my mom called me like 5 days and she said she had bronchitis, you know, because small town, didn't think it was going to be something there. You know, everything was in New York and big cities. And in a small town, they didn't think anything. And she had bronchitis, she thought. But on day 7, she lost her sense of smell. And that's when I got really serious with her. My sister and I told her to go to the hospital, get checked. And again, being a small town, there's no tests. And she was very, very sick by this point. And the closest place to get a test was a 2.5-hour drive. And she was too sick to be in the car for 5 hours. And so on day 8, they went ahead and did a chest x-ray, which they found her lungs kind of filling up. So they did a CT scan and noticed that her lungs were almost full of like pneumonia-like stuff. And they admitted her to the ER and put her in the ICU. She was able to tolerate with just oxygen. And I think the key point is my stepfather didn't go in until his day 14 of his virus, number of days sick. So he was a lot worse. And, he ended up in a ventilator 24 hours after he got to the hospital.
And then how long was he on that ventilator?
So for 3 weeks, almost 21 days. And it was just unbelievably heart-wrenching, and there would be good days and bad days, but the family couldn't be there. But the nurses and doctors, they're just phenomenal. They became part of our family.
And then what happened at the end?
So the end was pretty sad. Probably about 4 days before the end, he started kind of going downhill. They asked us, if we wanted to make sure he would be resuscitated in the time and all that. And we still said yes on day 16, but day 17, day 18, he started getting worse. I had another call with the doctors. They said, his condition is pretty bad. He'd probably never fully recover and he would probably be in a vegetated state. On day 20, he took a bad hit. And then the next morning, kind of went down even further. And so a decision was made to remove the breathing tube. And that was probably the hardest day. But the amazing thing here was the nurses and doctors stood up for us. I had a nurse that said she would be there with Sam. Lindsay was the nurse. She would be there with Sam holding his hand throughout the whole process. Mm-hmm. So that was like 9 in the morning. And then we called the family. The family was able to call and talk to Sam. They had pulled up the phone to his ear and said their goodbyes. And then at 1 o'clock, they removed it. And within about 7 minutes, he passed.
Now, your mom referred us to talk to you about this instead of talking to us herself. You know, how is she doing?
She's probably, I would say, 50 days out now. And it took at least until day 28, 29 of her, you know, just to even start feeling better. And I'd say as of 2 weeks ago, she's taken that turn as far as fully recovered, except for two things. One, she does not dream. She still, you know, she has always been a big dreamer, and she has not had any dreams since the virus hit. And then two, she still can't smell. She says it's coming back faintly as of yesterday, but she has not really no sense of taste or smell.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And then the whole thing with my stepfather, we're unable to have a funeral. So, you know, we did have him cremated. He and my mom has the ashes now, and then probably in about a month or so, we will have a, you know, kind of a celebration for him with the family when everybody could get back, you know, can get together and celebrate Sam's life.
That's got to be hard not to be able to have the funeral.
Yes, it's terrible. And I still, you know, I'm in New York, and, you know, it's been hit hard here, and I still have not got home to see my mom. She doesn't want me to travel through until things are cleared up. This has been the hardest thing. Couldn't have a funeral, couldn't be at the hospital, can't hug anybody. And I don't want any other family to go through this. This is absolutely hell.
Yeah, and McKean County and others nearby are now in the green stage. You know, after your family's experience, what would you say to the people living in those areas now that they are allowed to go out and interact more?
I would say, you know, the biggest thing, I think, people think this is done. I have so many friends back there that say, oh, we don't wear masks. We don't worry about it. And I'm saying, we got to move on with our lives, but we have to do it smart, you know. Still wear those masks because you're protecting other people, and, you know, kind of socially distance. So, I mean, you still have conversations, but, you know, do it smart, do it very, very smart. Wash your hands. And, you know, I just think people think this is by us now. And I'm just worried that this, you know, the next wave's coming and people are just going to be in trouble.
Adam Bundy, thanks for talking with us. And I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Adam Bundy is a stepson of Sam McKinney of Kane. McKinney is the only person from McKean County to die from COVID-19.